what is fantastic with it is that it has always been growing, you know, with Anand Sali always adding new elements and then bringing other people, you know, having meetings together and including the new elements. So for me, it has been also for me learning. And what's fantastic that this is still going on. And the main thing for me, you know, at this time, where we talk about fake news, when we see what's happening, for example, in the States with the president lying, is how do we find out exactly what is happening? And that whole thing of intuition of Freire about helping people kind of look at what they're experimenting, no, and reflecting on that is for me the key. And why it has kept growing, it has kept adding new elements. I carried it around in the world. No? The other thing I must say is that same methodology, which we use also in the institute, medical institute in ODEP, in the 1976, where we went in the Philippines, and there it was called structural analysis, because at that time in the Philippines, in the struggle against dictatorship, that was what was needed. And the same name has been used in the Pacific. I went to New Zealand together with Mary Joan Wananzan from the Philippines. We introduce it not as something foreign, but the methodology of what was at that time Delta, and which is a training for transformation, really bring the people in. You don't come and teach people, but create a kind of dynamic where the people themselves, they bring out what they see and they learn from each other. For 12 years, I was with it. I went through Southern Asia, in the Philippines and Malaysia, Singapore. And as I said, over there, it was called Training for Transformation. And it was picked up by various groups. For me, what was important, no, is not to bring something from outside, no, but help the groups. And Training for Transformation is fantastic for that. How do you evolve your own way, you know, of doing things?